What it is, Rob, is that I travel the M1 every Friday near enough, and I always catch the hour of your show. So I listen into what everybody says, and my take on, I've been at Cardiff now for 3 years, and we've had Stephen McPhail for that time. And just my take, really, on what you're signing with Stephen, Rob.
Go ahead, Martin Hodge. Please tell us what your view of Stephen McPhail is.
Stephen is an absolute gentleman, one of the best professionals I've ever worked with and ever been associated with. So you're getting a diamond of a lad. You're getting somebody who's never going to be a problem off the pitch. He's never going to be a problem to you disciplinary-wise on the pitch. And you're getting a player who has got one of the best left foots I've seen. The problem with Stephen is over the last 2 years he's had a really bad illness. He's not played much football, Rob. And if you get the best of Stephen McPhail, you have signed a very, very good player. I think he's got the nous. I think he's got the brain. He'll sit. He won't be box to box. He's never had pace, and he'll be the first to tell you. He'll sit, he'll pass, and he won't give much away. But you are signing a very good player if Stephen turns out to be what he used to be.
Martin, I've learned about Stephen McPhail today as well, that he is a player who is absolutely desperate to play football. You know, he wants to play football. This is not a financial move for him where he's going to get loads of money. He just wants to play, and he's determined to play for Sheffield Wednesday.
Yeah, see, Stephen sat on my meetings. We have a regular meeting before a game. Stephen was part of the squad. I always got the feeling that Stephen was knowledgeable about the game. He always came across as wanting to be know the opponents. And what he was he's desperate to play football. Money would not be a problem with Stephen. I'm not saying he's financially well off. I don't know his circumstances. But that would be at the back of his mind to play football. He just wants to play. He's just like, throw him the ball and let him deal with it. And like I say, he can pick a short pass, pick a long pass. But most of all, I think that whatever Stephen does on the pitch, he'll give it 100%. And whether that's good enough or not, you know, the games will tell. But it won't be for the want of somebody who's going on there and it's a financial gain and him putting himself in the window, because he's had a good career.
Martin, what about yourself then? So you're working down at Cardiff at the moment. That's what you said. So, I mean, they've had a pretty good start in the Premier League, haven't they?
Yeah, we're okay. I saw Tottenham last week. I do the opposition analyst, and I go in every week before the game and I give the players a rundown and a video session and a talk about the opposition. And if we're in London, I'll drive to London and do the same thing with them. But I saw Tottenham last week, and they frightened me to death. So it's a tough league. We started well. We're hard to beat. But it's going to be a tough season. And under no illusions, Rob, this Premiership is some league. You know, I thought the Championship was great and I enjoyed it, and it was tough, demanding, hard. This is a tough, tough league. So we'll see how we go.
Martin, it's an absolute pleasure to speak to you tonight. Thanks a lot for ringing in. And if you're ever sort of driving around on a Friday night again and you fancy calling in for a chat, please do.
Rob, I'm going to do the travel news on a Friday, because I'm stuck every Friday on the M1. And I can tell you, tonight's been no exception. So I could get a job with you as travel expert. So
please do. Right, Martin, thanks, appreciate your call. Hey, how about that? Martin Hodge giving us a call on Football Heaven on BBC Radio Sheffield to tell us about Stephen McPhail.